Welcome to another episode from Torah Truth. Today we are talking about human relationship structure and how Torah instructs how to maintain human soul purity, tahur, during worldly interactions. The intricate relationships between Hebrew letters and their spiritual meanings reveal profound insights about the nature of the soul, darkness, and light. Let's explore these concepts in detail, starting with the fundamental meanings of individual letters before examining their powerful combinations. The Hebrew letter Ayin carries deep significance as a symbol of a hole or void in physical and spiritual realms. This understanding becomes particularly relevant when we consider how a pothole disrupts the smooth flow of traffic on a road. Similarly, the concept of Alai Ayin represents a form of darkness that poses potential harm to the purity of the human soul. This metaphor helps us comprehend how spiritual obstacles can interrupt our journey toward enlightenment, much like physical obstacles impede our physical progress. The letter Dalet presents a stark contrast to letter Ayin, embodying positive and empowering qualities. Letter Dalet represents masculine energy, intellectual capacity, as a gateway to divine light and a key to accessing spiritual treasures. The combination of Dalet with Ayin creates the Hebrew word Tov, painting a powerful image of light breaking through darkness as a metaphor for spiritual illumination, overcoming obstacles and challenges in our path to enlightenment. When we examine the combination Rosh Dalet Ayin, we encounter a fascinating concept of spiritual equality that transcends gender. This term carries the same essential meaning as Dalet Ayin, suggesting that the souls of both male tzedek and female tzedka, representing righteous humans, are fundamentally identical despite opposite genders. This harmony exists in a pure state that rises above gender distinctions and remains untainted by sexual implications. This teaching emphasizes the fundamental unity of spiritual essence regardless of physical form. Torah illustrates an important transformation when elaborating the feminine tzedkah's soul as the letter Vav creates a connection between her soul and her partner, a masculine tzedek or a feminine tzedkah. Thus, during intercourse session, a significant change occurs. The Rosh Dalet Ayin transforms into Bet Dalet Ayin, introducing an element of refined sensuality, thus if directed toward Yod Dalet Ayin, manifest a libidinous or passionate masculinity, or if directed toward feminine Zedka, creates a mirrored Rosh Dalet Ayin. This transformation illustrates how proper spiritual connections can modify the expression of soul qualities while maintaining essential purity. Now, if letter Ayin or Rosh Ayin, identical to the Hebrew name mated with letter Ayin or connected with the letter Vav, then there is Nun Keter, darkness mirrored. And if Ayin Dalet, mated with Ayin, connected with the letter Vav, then there is a partner benefited, then there is other partner became darkness. Moreover, there would not be possible if Dalet Ayin to connect with Dalet Ayin due to nature of Dalet Ayin. Genesis 46:7 illustrates the logic of Torah associated with the different sexual orientations caused by the different DNA combinations. The Hebrew term ben-yu, meaning boys with homosexual past, connected at divine to ben-tiyu, girls with homosexual past. The Hebrew term beni, meaning virgin boys, are connected to banut, meaning virgin girls. The Hebrew term beniu, homosexual men, connected at divine to beniu, homosexual men. Thus, Leviticus 18:22. Correct translation is, if a man sleeps with a man, only a partner benefited, then there is other partner became darkness. This creates a crucial contrast in the spiritual framework. Yod Dalet Ayin, the libidinous aspect stands in direct opposition to the pure light breaking through darkness symbolism of Dalet Ayin. This opposition highlights a vital spiritual teaching. Both masculine tzedek and feminine tzedka souls must maintain their fundamental purity by avoiding unholy or inappropriate interactions. The contrast emphasizes the importance of channeling human energies in appropriate and elevated ways. The symbolism presented creates a sophisticated system for understanding the delicate balance between acknowledging human nature and maintaining spiritual elevation. The Hebrew letters and their combinations serve as a detailed roadmap for understanding the relationship between light and darkness, purity and passion, and the proper channeling of human energies within a spiritual framework. Torah particularly emphasizes the distinction between holy and unholy interactions, using the contrast between different letter combinations to illustrate this point. The transformation from Rosh Dalet Ein to Bet Dalet Ein through the addition of connecting VI demonstrates how legitimate connections can elevate spiritual states while maintaining essential purity. This understanding provides guidance for maintaining spiritual integrity while navigating human relationships. These mystical insights offer practical guidance for maintaining spiritual integrity while acknowledging and properly exploring human nature. The emphasis on soul purity doesn't negate human connection, but rather provides a framework for understanding how to maintain proper boundaries and spiritual elevation. This balance is crucial for those seeking to live a life of spiritual awareness while engaging in proper human relationships. The system of understanding through Hebrew letters reveals how spiritual concepts can be logically traced as each letter and combination, carrying layers of meaning that help guide proper conduct and spiritual development. The emphasis on maintaining soul purity while acknowledging proper human relationships provides a balanced approach to spiritual life that remains relevant for modern seekers. Torah Ancient Wisdom Tradition demonstrates remarkable sophistication in its understanding of human nature and spiritual development. By encoding these teachings in the relationships between letters and their combinations, a systematic approach interplays between physical and spiritual realities. This system continues to offer valuable insights for those seeking to maintain spiritual purity while navigating the complexities of human existence. Torah illustrates spiritual development requires constant awareness of the distinction between unclean sinister to kosher tahur interactions, while acknowledging proper relationships can enhance rather than diminishing the spiritual status when approached with appropriate awareness and intention. This balanced perspective provides practical guidance for modern spiritual seekers trying to maintain elevated consciousness while engaging in daily life. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Until next time, keep questioning everything you think you know, and have a wonderful day.